Now on WCHL, a page from D.G. Martin's notebook.
Well, what advice would author Pat Conroy's late mother give President Obama in dealing with congressional Republicans over the government shutdown and debt ceiling crises? We get a clue in Conroy's latest book. It's called The Death of Santini, and it comes out in just a few days. Conroy describes his mother's likely reaction to a demand from Conroy's sister, Carol, who wanted $5,000 or she would cut her throat. From Mom, Conroy writes, Carol wouldn't have gotten one nickel. Peg would have laughed and told Carol never to call her again with that line. So if his mother, Peg, thought the Republicans' actions in refusing to end the shutdown or in not allowing the government to pay its bills were blackmail, she would tell the president to ignore the Republicans' threats. But Conroy felt he could not dismiss his sister's suicide threat. She had a history of mental illness and threatened suicides. When his friend Bernie heard Conroy on the telephone telling his sister that he was going to send the $5,000 check, his friend Bernie screamed, "You can't put up with that kind of blackmail. That's awful for Carol and awful for you. Be like Peg," Bernie told Conroy. "You are setting a terrible precedent for Carol." Well, President Obama seems to want to follow the approach recommended by Bernie and Conroy's mother. Giving in to the congressional Republicans' demands would similarly be a terrible precedent. Some commentators, like Creative Syndicate columnist Froma Harrop, use stronger language. She says, America's leaders, Democrats and sane Republicans, must drive a stake in the heart of the idea that you can close down government and threaten economic meltdown by playing games with the debt ceiling just to win political concessions. Only, she says, unconditional defeat of this tactic can save the principle that you don't shut down government to get this or that concession. Still, in sizing up this situation, even partisan Democrats should recognize that more than a few Republicans feel that it is important for them to play their shutdown and debt ceiling cards, even if these actions are condemned as blackmail. They believe their objectives justify the extraordinary means they are using in an attempt to achieve them. All this explained by Georgia Republican Representative Jack Kingston, told the New York Times, to the degree that going through short-term sacrifice to change the long-term spending pattern of America, it seems to be the only way to get things done in this environment. But partisan Republicans, even those who sincerely think extreme means are warranted to achieve their objectives, must understand why President Obama seems to be taking the advice of Pat Conroy's mom and his friend Bernie, that giving in to such tactics would be, as Bernie told Pat, a terrible precedent. This is D.G. Martin.